From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting thousands of exuberant demonstrators walking through streets Saturday, demanding that President Robert Mugabe step down from office. Signs they are carrying saying Mugabe must go, and not coup, but cool.
We are Zimbabweans. We're saying to our army, thank you very much for the peaceful intervention. And it's time for the masses of Zimbabwe to say Mugabe must go, and must go like yesterday. We can't wait to see his back. And today's solidarity consists of every Zimbabwean.
For us, it's about a new beginning. For us, it's about the end of a tyrant rule. And we are going to take our Zimbabwe back.
The military has stopped such demonstrators in the past, but in the capital, and the directing demonstrator to Zimbabwe grounds, where speeches are made by a number of activists, politicians, and former freedom fighters calling for the president to resign. The Zimbabwe grounds is a symbolic location. It is where Zimbabweans welcome Mugabe back from exile in 1980 after the liberation war from white minority rule. Longtime Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma arrived in Madrid Saturday, where he was greeted by his family. Ledezma, who has been under house arrest since 2015 for alleged coup plotting, said he escaped house arrest Friday and went to neighboring Colombia, passing zones of police and army positions. Colombian immigration authorities said in a statement that Ledezma entered the country legally after crossing the Bolivar Bridge that separates the two countries. The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, acknowledged the escape of Ledezma, who he mockingly calls the vampire. This is VOA News. Russia vetoed again Friday a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. It was the 11th time Russia vetoed a resolution on Syria. And, of course, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke of this. She told the council after the vote that the veto shows that Russia does not now and has never had any intention of making this time productive for the council and international community. Japan has put forward a resolution that would have extended the investigation to identify who is behind chemical weapons attacks in Syria by 30 days to allow time for negotiations on a wider compromise. On Thursday, the United States sponsored a similar resolution with a year-long extension that was also vetoed by Russia. Without passage of any extension, the mandate of JIM expired Thursday at midnight. The Joint Investigative Mechanism began its work more than 2 years ago after a series of chemical weapons attacks against civilians in Syria that killed or caused unspeakable agony to hundreds. Lebanon's Saad Hariri will return to his country next week to participate in Independence Day celebrations. Hariri called the Lebanese president, Michel Aoun, Saturday to tell him that he will take part in the festivities. That's according to Lebanon's state-run national news agency. Hariri made the phone call from Paris, where he arrived earlier Saturday and is meeting with France's young leader, Emmanuel Macron, who has said he is ready to help Hariri resolve the latest twist in the bizarre Lebanese political drama. Hariri, whose resignation on Saudi TV earlier this month as Lebanon's prime minister, sparked turmoil and skepticism. And he's scheduled to meet with Macron Saturday afternoon. Hariri will be welcomed as prime minister of Lebanon, as his resignation is not recognized by his country. That's according to Macron. The French president previously dismissed speculation he offered Hariri exile. And again, battered and beaten in Iraq and Syria, the Islamic State terror group is now surging fighters in Afghanistan, rebuilding its presence and perhaps setting up a new base for attacks on both the West and Russia. Afghan officials tell Voice of America that Islamic State may now have as many as 3,000 foreign fighters in the country, many of them coming from Pakistan and Uzbekistan. They also fear those numbers are only likely to increase as IS fighters from Iraq and Syria leave those countries as part of an effort to regroup. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.